The following shir has been presented by Harav Daniel Neustadt, Yoshev Roish of the Vat HaRabbanim of Detroit, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Taf Mem Beis Amar Aleph, on the very top of the Amud, Tosis writes, V'hashta yayin poiter kol mina mashkin. And now he says, when somebody makes a bracha on wine, a bracha rishayna, a bracha achrayna, so all the other beverages drunk at the same time are also exempt. No other bracha is required. And Tosis explains, L'fisha ikar mashkehu, it's the most important mashke, V'hu roish l'chol mina mashkin, V'lechach hua ikar, V'hein tfeilin loyin l'inyan bracha. When it comes to bracha, if a person makes a bracha on wine, all the other beverages drunk at the same time are potter. Here, Tosfos seems to pass him like Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya says, on the Mem Aleph on the Beis, the other Reb Chiya, pass Peteris Kolami Nemeichel. A person makes a moiti on bread, all the other foods are included. The yain, poita komi namashkin, if you make a vayipri agafen and wine, it patters all the other beverages that are going to be drunk. And Tosfos over here seems to paskin that that's the halacha lemaisa like Reb Chiya. The Barsha points out that this Tosfos seems to be in stira with the Tosfos on the previous Amud. Tosfos earlier in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Dibra Maschel v'yayin, says clearly that the halacha is not like Reb Chiya. The leis hilchas akavosei. And Tosfos says, why? How do we know that the halacha is not like him? Even though we don't really find anybody in the Gemara who disagrees with Reb Chiya in this halacha. Says Tosfos, it's true. Nobody disagrees with Reb Chiya in this halacha. But in the other halacha that he says, pas preteris kol minei meichel, which indicates that he holds that when you make hamoitzi, all other foods eaten in that suda, whether or not it's machmas suda, it would make no difference. Say if it would be fruit, if it would be dessert, if it would be shahakoils, like candy, all that would be potter according to Reb Chiya. But says Tosfos, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that only dvarim haboy machmas suda are nichlal, are included into the bracha of hamoitzi. Such as foods like meat, potatoes, because those things are eaten with bread, or they come because of the bread. But all the other foods, which are not necessarily a major part of the meal, are not included in the bracha of Amaitzi. So we don't paskin Reb Chiya. We paskin Reb Papa, we paskin Reb Nachman, but we don't paskin that pas preteris kol mina meichel. So if so, says Tosfos, if we don't paskin pas preteris kol mina meichel, so we also do not paskin v'yayin poiter kol mina mashkin, and this halacha leis hilchase kavosei as they state in Tosfos. So the Barsha points out that it's a steer from one Tosfos to the next in close proximity. In the Mem Aleph and the Beis, Tosfos seems to indicate that we do not paskin like Reb Chiya, whereas over here in the Mem Beis and Aleph, Tosfos says v'hashta yayin poiter kol mina mashkin, and he says a whole hesber because yayin is ikur mashke and all the other mashke matafel. L'chayro, this shita of Tosfos doesn't seem to be clear what he means. Nerdachzach, that in order to understand the Tosfos shita, we have to explain. Tosfos in the Mem Aleph and Beis write clearly that we do not paskin like Reb Chiya that yayin is poiter kol mina mashkin. Tosfos Talke follows, that's also the sheet of the Rambam. We don't find anywhere the Rambam should write that yayin is poiter kol mina mashkin. But other Rishonim, the Rosh, Tamid the Rabbeinu Yoina, they say clearly there's a chilek. Even though we do not paskin like Reb Chiya legabe pas, it's true that only hamoitzi and the hamoitzi only exempts macholim that come machmas ha-seuda, not like Reb Chiya, but we do paskin like Reb Chiya when it says yayin poiter kol mine mashkim. So we have a machlekes of Rishonim between Tosfos and the Rambam on the one hand, the Rosh and the Talmid Rabbi Yoina on the other hand. Do we paskin like Reb Chiya or do we not? It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch follows clearly the Shita of the Rosh and the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. Because in Siman Kufayin Zayin Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes clearly, the Aloch is like Rav Papa, that only foods that are boy machmas asuuda are michlal in the bracha v'amoytzi. Foods which are not machmas asuuda, like fruit, are not included in amoytzi, and you would have to make your own boy priyates. But in Siman Kufayin Dalad Sif Beis, the Mechaber Paschim is lehedya l'krepchia, that the ayin is peiter kol minei mashkin. Clearly, not like the Shita of Taisus, but like the Shita of the Rosh. But L'chaira, Taisus says, good hour. If we don't pass him like Reb Chiya, Gabi Pass, so why should we pass him like Reb Chiya, Gabi Yain? It seems to be one statement. The Gemara says it in one, Omer Reb Chiya, Pass, Peteris, Kol Mina Meichel, the Yain, Peter, Kol Mina Mashkim. Where do we find that there should be a spalt, a split, in the Shita of Reb Chiya, where we could pass him like Reb Chiya in one halacha, and we don't pass like Reb Chiya in the other halacha? The answer lies in that that we could debate. What is the svara of the din of Yain Poiter Kol Mine Mashkin? There seems to be there's a number of different ways of understanding why a bracha over wine should also exempt all the other beverages at the same time. We'll say over first the shita of the Levush, the Chaya Odom, the Eilas Tomid, and possibly even the Rashba, they learn that the main component of Yain, which patters Kol Minei Mashkin, has to do with the fact that there used to be a zach called Kvius Ala Mishtei HaYain. People got together, and there was a drinking party, this is we're going to drink together wine, a few people together. This was the kvius that they used to do, just like we find the Mishtei HaYayin in Megillas Esther. When a person is kveh on Yayin, the main reason why he's here is to drink wine. They drank other beverages as well, maybe to help along in the drinking of the wine, maybe to help in the intoxication. But for whatever reason, it was secondary to the drinking of the wine. The kvius that they sat for is the kvius of wine. And therefore, Yain is Poiter Kol Mina Mashkin, because they're only there to enhance and to facilitate the drinking of the wine. According to this understanding of the Chaya Odom, the halacha of Pas Poiter Kol Mina Meichel and the halacha of Yain Poiter Kol Mina Mashkin is la halacha the same. Because in la halacha, we paskin the Pas Poiter Kol Mina Meichel. We're talking about because a person is kveh sudasay ala pas. That becomes his kveh suda. All the other foods which are eaten machmas the kveh suda, like the meat and like the potatoes and the vegetables that are eaten as an integral part of the meal, all of those are included into the hamaitzi because he was kveh sudasay ala pas. So in similar vein, if a person was kveh mishteyu ala yain, all the other drinks which are drunk machmas hayayin are included into this halacha. That would be the similarity between the halacha of pas peteres kol mina meichel and yain peter kol mina mashkim, the kvius sheboy. Bemison, if you learn like this chayodim, then this halacha is kamat mat nigea to us. We no longer have a mishte hayayin. We no longer kveya sit down to have wine drinking parties. And therefore, this halacha will not be negated to us, halacha l'maisa. And la halacha, we're talking misupuk. Maybe the halacha is like the Chaya Adam's understanding of this din, and we're chayshish for it in certain ways. We'll talk about that later. But this is not the only way of understanding this halacha. You can also understand that it's the chashivas of the bracha of Bayer Pri Hagafen. Since it's a such a bracha that there was nikba al hayayin, so once we recite such a chashev bracha, all the other brachas are included, and we no longer need to say a specific bracha over the other drinks. Nothing to do with kviyas suda, nothing to do with kviyas al hayayin. The fact alone that I'm making a bayer pri hagafen, even if it's not on the kviyas, even if I'm going to drink just a Meloy Lugmov, or even if I'm going to drink even less than a Meloy Lugmov. But the bracha iner alein, Bayer Pri Agafen, is such a chash of a bracha, that automatically includes all the other beverages that are going to be drunk, and the bracha that we recite on them is secondary, and we no longer recite a shahakal on a beverage when it's such a chash of a bracha like Bayer Pri Agafen is recited. That could also could have been the explanation in Reb Chiya when he says, Tas Peteris Kol Mina Meichel. It's not the kvius of the Suda that's Kaveya, but it's the chashivas of the bracha of Hamaitzi Lechem Mina Aretz. Such a chash of a bracha covers all the other foods which will be eaten at the same time. And indeed, if you hold like that Hezver, if that's what Reb Chiya holds, then we understand why Reb Chiya holds that it covers other foods, even Shaloi Machmas HaSeuda. Even if it's fruits or if it's desserts, which are not connected to the bread, still they're covered. Why? Because Lamaisa, I made this Chashav Ebracha of Amaitzi. And Amaitzi covers all the other foods which will be eaten at that same sitting because of the Chashivas of the Bracha. Now, Lalacha says Taisis and that Memalaf and Mebeis, we don't pass in like Reb Chiya. We don't paskin that the chashivas of the bracha of Hamaitzi covers all the other foods that will be eaten at the same meal, because we don't hold that svara of the chashivas of the bracha. And therefore, says Tosfos, we also don't paskin that yain poiter kol mina mashkin. In other words, we don't hold that the chashivas of the bracha of yain should cover all the other beverages, because we disagree with Reb Chiya's svara of chashivas. We follow the other explanation. We follow the shita of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes that has to do with kvius, and kvius has to do only with the foods that are nichlal into the kvius of this meal. So the Almighty covers only meat and potatoes v'kahena, and bayayin will only apply to a situation of kvius. And therefore, it says Taisvis, that we do not paskin like Reb Chiya, we paskin like Rav Sheshes. That's Taisvis and Daphne Mala from the base. But then says Taisvis, even though we don't pass like Reb Chiya in those two halachas, but then we find a new svar. Then, later on in the Gemara, we have a debate, Shalu is Ben Zayma. Why is it Ben Zayma was asked that we don't make bracha rishonis on foods that are eaten during the meal, or bracha achreinus on foods that are eaten during the meal? So he said the simple teretz, oil upas petrasen. Since you're making a hamoitzi, it patters everything else. He achi asks the Gemara, yain namin niftarei. Why do we have to make a bayi priya goffin during the meal? If you made hamoitzi, it should cover the bayi priya goffin as well. So here the Gemara comes up with a nice svara. Shani yain de goyrim bracha la'atzmoy. Yayin is different than everything else, because it's the only food that we find that is goyrim bracha la'atzmoy. What's pshat is Rashi, bekama mekoymus huba. Many times, several times, you find the bracha on yayin, the bayir pri agafen, the mevarchin alof, the afapi shaloi hayu tzrichin l'shtiyosay. It is such a chash v'bracha. The fact that there is a way that we could praise the Rabbeinu Shalom by saying bayir pri agafen has nothing to do with drinking of the wine. The bracha iner alein is such a chash of a bracha. Whenever we make an erisin or a nisuin or a brismila or a pinyan aben, so then we have to be able to say that shira. We have to bench the Rabbeinu Shalom on a bracha of bayir pri agafen. Afapi shaloi hoyu tzrichim l'shtiyosoy, even though it's not necessary for the fact that we need to drink the wine. This is a new svara that was not nisba'er in the words of Reb Chiya. This is something else altogether. And here, we find a distinction between pas and yayin. Because pas, we never recite hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz unless we have to eat. The chashivas of the bracha of hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz is never so that we recite it apal pi shaloh yitzrichim la'achil lasay. It doesn't exist. Yayin is bazundir, is exceptional, is unique. That even though it's such a chashiv bracha, it's such a roish l'chol minei mashkin, that therefore it becomes a bracha that we recite uniquely for its own merits, and therefore it's something different than pas, very special. This is not the svara of Reb Chiya. This has to do with a new svara that was nizgala to the Gemara after the machlekes Reb Chiya and Reb Sheshes and Reb Nachman, that Ben Zoyme came up with a svara that Yayin is so unique that it requires always its own bracha. Memela zok taishes nach membezim and aleph. The hashto, meaning now that it was nizgala and new svara that we didn't know before. You know, it's not a svara connected to Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya connected his halacha to do with kviyas. Let's learn like the Chaya Adam. That the reason why Yain is prayed to come in a mashkin is because you kveh a suda on it. So that, says Tosfos, we don't pass like Reb Chiya, because no, he compares it to pass. And just like by pass, we don't hold like Reb Chiya. We don't hold that just the chashivas of the bracha in our alein covers it. It's only when you have a kviyas. So here also, it's only when you have a kviyas. That would be the halacha of Reb Chiya. But here was this chadash, a new halacha, that even when you have no kviyas, but just because Bar Priya Gofen is such a chashav a bracha, because afapi shalah yitzvichim lishtiyasoi, it becomes a goyrim bracha la'atzmai, the type of a bracha. So therefore, now is this chadash, a new halacha, that when a person makes a bracha in Bar Priya Gofen, it covers all the other min of Ashken. And therefore, Taisa says, v'hashd, and that was this chadash, a new svara, is yai patikum in Ashken, nothing to do with kviyas. A new svara, nefisha ikur mashkehu v'hu reish lecholim in a mashkin v'lechachu ha'ikur v'hein tfelin loin le'inyan bracha. In the subject, in the concept of bracha, Bar Priya Gofen is in a madrega fazich. And when a person recites Bar Priya Gofen, all the other brachas are tuffled to it, and we no longer recite all the other brachas of the various mashkin that won't be drunk. And therefore, is the taka that halacha comes out very good in the Shulchan Aruch. Legabe pass point to come in and Michael. We don't pass in like Reb Chiya. We pass in that only Dvarim Aboyim Machmas HaSeuda are nichlal in the bracha of Hamoitzi, because it's Machmas HaSeuda. The bracha and the lechem includes in it the potatoes and the meat, because all those things are lalafis boyas hapas. That's the loch in Kufayin Zayin. In Kufayin Dalad paskins the mechaber that Yayin is pointer kol minei mashkin. Now, which way does the Mechaber follow? Does he say so only because of the Svara of Kvius Suda or Kvius Ala Yayin? Only in such a case would there be a Ptur of Yayin Poitikum in Mashkin? Or the Mechaber is following this new Chiddush of Tosfos that once then was Nizgala to us, that Yayin is going Brocha La'atzmoi. So therefore, we can even use the paskin that Yain tried to call me the mashkin, even without kli suda, even in a shtir ba'alma, if a person drinks any amount of wine, as long as he recited the bracha of Bar Priya Gofen, that would be sufficient to allow him to be yitzer and no longer recite the brachas on all the other mashkin. So on this nekuda, the taka machlekes of achreinim. The chaya adam l'shitaser paskins, no. This halacha applies only to kviyus suda. And if you're not kveya suda, you don't have the halacha of yayin poitakom in a mashkin. Just like by paskol poitakom in a maichol, if you're not kveya suda, there's no such halacha. So to by yayin, without kviyus, it doesn't apply. The Magen Avraham, the Primogodim, the Derech HaChaim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, many other Chayim say this has nothing to do with Kviyas. This has to do with the Gevaldik HaChashivus of the Bracha, that this becomes now Roish V'Rishayin L'chol O'otur O'du Adam Ashkim V'Kumam Mitpongen Loi. The Mishneh Brura, Halacha L'Maisa, seems to make a bit of a Hachra, a compromise between these various Shittas. On the one hand, he clearly rejects the Shitta of the Chayadim. He brings it down in the Sharetzion, and he says, Allah Almighty said, the majority of the Achronim do not agree, and Kulam Maskim, that as long as the other beverages were Lefanav, Mishas, the time that he made the Bracha, they're included into the Bracha of the Bar Priya Gofen. You do not need to do a Kviyas. But the only exception that he makes to this Allah is, if you take a look in the Magen Avraham, if you take a look in the Achreinim themselves, some of them hold that any, like we said before, that any shtia, even if you drink a mashahu, it's enough. Because, after all, you made a Bar Priya Gofen. On that, the Mishneh Brura seems to argue and hold that no. That until you drink a meloy lugmav, which is a shtia chashuva, you cannot invoke the halacha that yayin poiter kol min mashkin. So it's not a compromise, because he clearly does not really hold of the Chaya Adam's stipulation that it has to be a kviyus. but he also is not making enough to say that any ba'alma or shtir ba'alma will cover it. You have to have a shtir chashuva. So you have to have a bracha chashuva coupled with a shtir chashuva in order for the halacha of yayin point to come in a mashkin. Otherwise, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, it remains a suffix. We're not sure whether or not a person could use the yayin to pat the kol in a mashkin, and therefore he advises a person not to get involved in the suffix and not to drink, just a little bit under Malay Lugmov, and if he did, he has to make a bracha maybe on the food, because it remains a suffix brachas if we could rely on the Magen Avraham Shita that even a shtir ba'alma is sufficient. There's a psak halacha that's brought down in the name of Rav Eliashiv Shlita that he rules that the din of yayin poita kolmin amashkin applies only to wine, but does not apply to grape juice. And if a person will only drink grape juice, so it's a suffix whether or not it patters all the other mashkin that he said at the time. Other contemporary poskim disagree. It's brought down in the name of Rishon Zalman Orbach that he disagreed with this psak. But really, this depends on what we're doing. Because if you learn the Magen Avraham and the majority of the Chredim Kipshutim, the way we explained, that this was totally in the Chashivus of the Bracha, Bayer Pri Agafen is Azah Chash of the Bracha, that it's Goyer and Bracha La'atzmoy, and therefore everything else is secondary to it. So then what's the difference if it's on wine or if it's on grape juice? The Bayer Pri Agafen is the same. It's the Chashivus of the Bracha, because Mitzvah Novim, grape juice, is also Kaveh Bracha La'atzmoy. But if you hold, like the Chayadim, that you need a kvius, certainly grape juice won't be good. And even if you hold, like the Mishnah Berurah, that you need a shtir chashuva, you need meloy lugmav, so then one could argue that just like you need to be machshiv the amount, you also need to be machshiv the type. And drinking grape juice, kenzayin, is not a chashuva drinking. And therefore, it would not be covered, and at least would be a suffix, which is why Rav Eliashiv is machmir to learn that if a person, to paskin, that if a person drinks only grape juice, he remains in the suffix dedina of how we understand this halacha, and it's very possible that he will not be able to be yotze or the other beverages just because he drinks a amount of grape juice, even if it's a large amount. Aber l'maisa, the shtia alein is not a shtia chashuva.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.